Okay, we're back into public session. That was at 4:40, June 27th, 2018. A resolution has come up, and we're going to be discussing resolution 496. Let the manager just kind of kick it off a little bit.
Resolution 496 address the sale of a small parcel of property at the intersection of Lower Harbor Road and Boat Basin Road that Harbor Sanitary will be purchasing for a total of $45,000. This resolution shows that the board has approved the sale and authorizes myself, Kathy Lindley Hall, to sign all sale documents.
Any discussion from the board?
Really?
Well, following the discussion with the attorney during the executive session, I think this is something that we can talk about now and discuss.
Absolutely.
And so I would, are you ready for a motion?
I'm ready for a motion, absolutely.
Sounds good to me.
I move that we approve resolution 496 as written.
Get a second?
I'll second.
Danielle, roll call.
Joe Spear?
Yes.
Wesley Fairchild?
Yes.
Roy Davis?
Yes.
Richard Heath?
Yes.
Oh, this is the one that's got the mark of original on it. If you would sign that, then I'll get Ken's signature as soon as I see him for the other things. Thank you.
Commissioner's report. Joe?
None.
Wes?
None.
Again, I got to thank the new board. I went away last Wednesday and I didn't get home until night before last. I went over to the Klamath Lake. And my job was to cook spaghetti for 200 people. And pretty heavy load, you think, right? Well, it was. But every morning I go and I stop at McDonald's and I get a cup of coffee and I ride down 101. Down to Ocean View Drive across from Lynchuck, and then I drive like 3 miles an hour to the port. And this morning, I could think about my day. And it was like, just clearing. So once again, thanks to the new board members who have stepped up. And I think, you know, without saying what was said in executive session, that you're learning that there are some really serious decisions to be made in this port. And hopefully, you know, we research and we get Kathy and Travis to do these. I mean, you can't do what we just did over a cell phone, not physically, especially our legal counsel. They've got to walk that property, and neither one of them has done that yet. So, There's a lot of things that, and I, you know, with Kathy taking the job on as interim manager and agreeing to go another 6 months for us, I think in this year coming up is going to be really an amazing turnaround and opportunity for the best interests of the port. So thanks again to everybody. Richard?
Well, right in with my bucket of ice water. You probably are aware that the state has changed the rockfish limit.
Yeah, just remember when you mentioned
down
that.
To four, effective July 1st. There is a pretty good chance that if they stay at four, that the rockfish season will close early, as early as September.
Yeah, and I took it as good news when you sent it
no,
to me.
No, it's not good news. As a matter of fact, they could go to three fish in August, couldn't they, Richard?
Well, the discussion was three, but the main deliberation on this is coming out of the charter fleet in Newport, and they don't believe they can sell a three-fish trip.
No.
So I think the, you know, I didn't hear all the discussion, but I think the idea is let's run it on for as long as we can, hope we get through the summer and let, it'll go where it goes. Lingcod stays the same, flatfish stay the same, so there's no change, it's just on rockfish.
What, why is that? Just, I have no idea why we've been dropping from 10 to...
There's quotas.
The quota gets caught.
Last year, there were, at this time, there had been like 24,000 recreational trips. We've had 42,000 this year.
The weather's been so fantastic.
That's a sheer impact.
That's on the whole coast.
Right. The dilemma, and I haven't given up on this yet, but I'm still working on the state. So 70% of the rockfish habitat occurs south of Cape Arago. 70% of the harvest occurs in Newport and Depot Bay. Maybe not 70%, but a large percent of them.
I bet you're close to a number.
Wow.
So I keep asking them to zone the coast. I said, if you put the mark at the Florence North Jetty, divide up the allowable harvest levels and let us go to work. We're getting penalized for what's going on up north of us.
Right.
That's basically the case.
Yeah.
They don't want to get into an allocation fight, and I understand that. But, I mean, realistically, I think you have to set the quotas where the fish are.
Sure. That's affecting our, I mean, as little as I know, that's affecting our business huge.
Yeah.
Fishing boats.
I think four fish will be okay. I don't think people are going to quit coming for four. But when you start getting below that, we have salmon. Thank gosh, we're catching some halibut now, finally. So maybe that's enough to...
Did you hear that Krista Svensson was appointed?
No.
Yes, I just checked my messages. Krista was appointed to the council.
That's a good issue.
This is another industry person, finally.
Svensson is from a recreational fishing family.
And she lives in Astoria.
She lives in Astoria. She worked for Bornstein.
Bornstein for a long time.
And she has been involved in seafood marketing.
Good.
So she is a well-rounded candidate. She came, we all met her at the PFMC meeting in March. She came and introduced herself. None of the others did that.
Mm.
And when I read her resume, I went, I don't know. When I met her, I went, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So we now have Krista Svensson and Brad Pettinger on the commission.
Wow.
So.
It's probably the heaviest we've ever had industry represented with a clear understanding of the quotas and how they go. Last year when they closed it at 40 fathom, it took only, they had an emergency meeting and they got it moved out so to give the recreation fishermen the quotas are based on fathom curves.
Well, that's the other issue for us down here. If you set that at 40 fathoms, it doesn't affect us at all. Wouldn't have anything that we fish. And so, anyway.
Or inside of 40, whatever it was that they did, at least they got it back open for somebody.
Well, it's important for them to understand the, I think, to understand the fleet. And what, because all this stuff is interrelated, you know, you start making a move on this side and you bump over here. Whiting is a good example. So the Whiting guys get out there and they slide south of 42 and they catch a bunch of salmon. Well, that has a huge impact on their overall quota. So they've got to slide back. In order to slide back, they have to have relief from the Pacific Ocean Perch from the council. I mean, it's a big convoluted deal. And the more that they know about that kind of stuff, the better.
Mm-hmm.
And the marketing aspect is really important because the vast majority of the time we're talking fish, we're talking markets. So what happens if we open the KMZ and everybody shows up like they did and we can't market our fish locally because they're hauling somewhere else, what does that do? I mean, it takes a lot of...
I have one more question for Richard. And for the board and county. The transient dock problem over here with the State Marine Board being the lender on that dock,
mm-hmm.
Is it possible for one or two commissioners to go up there? Do they have open board meetings where you can go? Can you go up there would it be practical for us to go up there and try to play our case where the small, you know, 18-foot day fishing boats could share that? I mean, could they give us some blessing of some kind? Could we put a bug in their ear to think about it?
Why don't we start with Val Arnold?
That was going to be my suggestion.
We could ask Val to come down and talk to her about it. She's on the board.
That would be, if she could do that, because that is the small boats, the sport boats use that dock at Slam and Salmon event, 4th of July, our bigger weekends, okay?
Are you talking the dock over by the boat ramp?
Correct.
Okay.
To, you know, it's not like you got Joe going over there on the Equinox and parking loads of fish. That size boat's not going to go over there. But these little day fishing boats, some of them have moorage, some of them pull their little towed up on trailers and then go right there to rest. But it seems to me like we're bound to the RV park, to a 14-day stay, and governed as a state park due to a $1,200 grant from the Parks and Recreation Department. A shrubbery that hasn't been there since I've been here.
Well, actually, the loan goes back ancient,
yeah.
And it was like $300,000 to make improvements,
okay.
And came from on the national level down to the state parks that administered it down to us.
Okay.
And it was the outdoor recreational monies on the federal level.
Anytime you get a grant from the federal government, you need to read it very carefully, because mm-hmm. there are usually binding terms in there, things like that.
Exactly.
Is the State Marine Board money federal?
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Although they lead us to believe that they are paying us back for the highway tax that we collected at the pump,
well,
because that's built in to the gas tax.
The reason they ask you on the registration what size outboard you have, motor you have in your boat, how many horsepower, mm-hmm. has nothing to do with the registration. It has to do with the calculation of the motorboat fuel tax amount, which is done by ABC. They look at the amount of gas sold and number of boats registered, and they do the math. So that is sitting in a big fund, and that comes to the state usually on a 3-to-1 match, if I remember.
Oh, I don't know the individual mandate.
I'm pretty sure
mandate.
That's right. And that's, it's earmarked how it has to be spent. A certain percentage of that has to be spent on facilities. A lot of money.
Would we be willing as a board to ask Richard if he would contact Val already?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Get a hold of Val.
And just maybe.
And I think an agreement is fine. I don't think you need more than a consensus.
Of the board.
A consensus of the board.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Good enough.
Yep.
And then one of the approaches we can take is write a letter to the State Marine Board and explain the issue. And ask them what's the problem? They won't let people tie up there, or
they won't allow the fishermen to tie up their boats and unload their fish and wheelbarrow their fish up to Seafood Harvester, who is buying from approximately 18 boats.
Oh, it's a commercial use.
That's yes. What it is, yeah.
I got you.
But they're small.
They're small 18 foot boats coming in there. It takes them about 15 minutes to unload they're usually 100 to 200 pounds of product. Russ comes down immediately, they're in radio contact. He's there to meet them, unload, boom, that boat's gone. There's never like a stack up of 18 boats.
I've never even seen one there,
yes.
To be honest with you.
They're
never
stacked up.
Yeah, it's very seldom used for sport fishing. And you know, being this port was built as a working port, a commercial port, it just makes sense to me to make some kind of contact with MMC and if they could.
Let's explore the issue and find out.
Exactly, explore the issue.
Can we request it in a way that we're not requesting it for just commercial, that say vessels under this many meters or whatever?
Theoretically.
And then we don't have to even mention it.
Theoretically, you're not supposed to actually load and unload any equipment off the launch ramp dock. You're supposed to go over there, and that's where that's supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's also where you're supposed to unload stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the question we have to ask the Marine Board is there a provision in that grant that doesn't allow commercial use?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. So we can figure that out.
There we go.
And I suspect you probably
Oh, can of worms.
Any other?
Thank you so much. Wasn't it great to not have, you know, you have the training.
Well, thank you for putting it
and
on.
And then to go right into a meeting, yeah. that worked out really good.
Well, I thought the training was excellent.
Oh, that's George doesn't.
And I will follow that up with a letter expressing that to George.
What's my term I learned?
So, thank you.
Meeting adjourned.
God, I don't even know.
I make a motion?
Yeah.
Not me. No. Okay. I learned a new term today.
I so move.
Thank you. I've got to have to.